This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Show.
Vaxxed from cover up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Not trying to jump ahead on a time track at all, but my gosh, tomorrow, the truth about vaccines, it breaks big. And we're going to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger to reveal episode one tomorrow. Very exciting. April, the month of the truth about vaccines. Faux show. Did I say that right, Super Don? Faux show? Is that correct?
Kicked
out of some guild because I said it that way.
If we were back in the 70s, that would be perfect.
I need a little Jimmy Walker, dynamite, right? Again, showing our age, we probably need a Prevnar 13 shot or something, right? When you hit the half-century mark, it's all about the vaccines. And, of course, we're going to discuss that this hour on the show. You can check it out, robertscottbell.com. If Captain Morgan has done the notes, I haven't even gotten a chance to check, but my goodness, you can also call us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Very excited to report that Jeffrey Jackson may have come out of retirement. I think we've got him scheduled this hour, Super Don, to talk about some interesting things that are happening related to vaccines in Texas.
He's back.
All right. That's good. I'm excited. That's great news. Love Jeffrey Jackson. What else we got going on? Well, there's plenty to go, but let's start with Prevnar 13. This is the pneumonia, pneumococcal vax, right? Prevnar 13. It's totally from a Star Trek episode. You know that. It's like
That's what it sounds like. I could see Captain Kirk meeting with the delegation from Prevnar 13, right?
Yes, it's like, have you gotten your shots? We're going to meet with the delegation. If you don't, you can't come. We're going to have to lock you up and hold you in your quarters. Prevnar 13. Now, they're marketing this to baby boomers, although I take a little issue with their commercial because they go 50 and above. And, dude, I am not a baby boomer. I reject
You're
that.
You're not ready. You're not
no.
ready for
No, I'm not. Life. I'm officially in the X generation. I'm just right. saying. Okay. Not that I'm into labels or anything, but I'm just saying that they're trying to stretch old agehood down to the Generation X level, and I am rejecting it outright. Okay? No Prevnar 13 for me, and maybe not for you. Now, they're targeting, they got two things here, or actually three things they got to figure out. How do we market to boomers who, you know, don't want complicated? Right? They just, you know, I can't be bothered. I'm doing other, no, I ain't bothered to get that. All right? How are we going to market to baby boomers that are like hyperactive? And I don't mean ADHD, I mean superactive. They're active boomers, right? They're out going out there, they're zip lining. I don't know what else these baby boomers are doing, but it's like, okay, they got a different way to market. And of course, you know the big bucks in marketing come from big pharma. That's why the mainstream media is so good at not covering issues that really matter to you, because they're being paid not to. And there's a third sequence, I guess, within the baby boomers that might be sedentary. And I don't know if anything can help them, least of all a Prevnar 13 shot to prevent them from having a pneumococcal episode. So let's take a look at how Big Pharma, and this article is coming from Fierce Pharma. It's very interesting how they're talking about how does this strategy work? How do we get the boomers to accept another vaccine as an adult? Because they're like, you know, I hardly had any when I was a kid, right? Why do I need more as an adult, right? You give me chicken pox? This is nonsense. Shingles, you're giving me the shingles. Now you want to get this pneumococcal vaccine in me. How are we going to deal with this? What are they going to do to convince me? Maybe it's just one thing.
What if one stalk of broccoli could protect you from cancer? What if one push-up could prevent heart disease? One, wishful thinking, right? But there is one step you can take to help prevent another serious disease, pneumococcal pneumonia.
So, this is what we call marketing the magic bullet, right? It's the miracle cure, and they're getting away with it. Just one dose, one blueberry, one push-up, one carrot. And boy, does it appeal to the it's the magic thing. I know I've been waiting for that. I just need to take a pill. I just need to get a shot, and it's all done. And I don't know, are the baby boomers falling for it? Apparently they are. Sales are up of the pneumococcal vaccine. But it's the, one-dose method of oversimplification, even though it's bogus, and even though I'll tell you how you can actually prevent pneumonia in a moment.
One dose of the Prevnar 13 vaccine can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, an illness that can cause coughing, chest pain, difficulty breathing, and may even put you in the hospital.
I need it now. Right? Coughing. My gosh, coughing is expectorating. It's something going on. Your body is throwing things out. Your lungs are, something's happening in the lungs. We got to get something out, right? They say that if we can just give you one shot, your immune system will identify maybe one of these strains of pneumonia, so you won't get it. But I call poppycock on that, because it isn't about acknowledging or recognizing the strain as much as it is, how is your liver? How are your kidneys doing? How's your lymph? Are you hydrated? How's general immunity happening? Because you don't get pneumonia just by exposing yourself to pneumonia. This is a chronic infection with a follow-up to an acute illness like an infection of some kind for which you've received antibiotics. And the antibiotics destroyed your gut, damaged your liver and detoxification pathways, making yourself more vulnerable to adaptation for survival. Your liver's not kicking out the toxins the way it once did. Hey, we've got a lot of debris circulating from our successful immune battle, or even an immune battle assisted by an antibiotic. And now our liver kidneys can't do the job, so hey, I got an idea. Don't tell the lungs, but we're going to start sending some crap their way. You hope the lungs can handle it. And what happens, the lungs are designed to intake O2, outtake CO2, excrete CO2. And yet they're also used as excretion in terms of compensation when other organs are not up to speed, post-infection of some kind. And so this happens not because you've acquired it, somebody coughed on you with it, but because you have adapted for survival due to the congestion you suffered following your successful or semi-successful overcoming whatever you took the antibiotic drug for. Or maybe even you took silver hydrosol instead, which would be awesome. But maybe you didn't consider that your liver and kidneys were a little bit congested. So you didn't take extra selenium. You didn't do homeopathic detox support. You didn't do dandelion tea, right? You didn't do the things necessary to help the body to excrete. How about a coffee enema? Except for Super Don, he's still got an excuse. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to give it to him. It's okay. But the point I'm trying to make here is they're selling you on this magic bullet theory, right? Even as I say, the silver bullet, right? I like silver hydrosol. It's not a magic bullet. It just happens to be the most powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial substance on planet Earth that is also safe to take in that form, and also happens to stop viral replication. We could inhale it, right, in a nebulizer. But no, they want you to take the shot. Except, however, you might be immunocompromised. You might have an allergy. Then don't take it.
Prevnar 13 is used in adults 50 and older to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia.
Yes, right. Okay, they're trying to sell me on it. I'm not buying. But what about those that are immunocompromised?
You should not receive Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. If you have a weakened immune system, you may have a lower response to the vaccine. Common side effects were pain, redness or swelling at the injection site, limited arm movement, fatigue, headache, muscle or joint pain, less appetite, chills, or rash.
Lovely. I think I'll take the cough, please. and besides the fact, if your immunity is weakened, you will not respond to the vaccine. Right? And what does that mean? You won't develop antibodies because you need an immune system to develop antibodies. But if you're weak, isn't that the point of why they want to give you the shot? Because you're weak and vulnerable? But they can't give it to you if you're weak and vulnerable? So they're targeting healthy people to get intoxicating injections? Does this make sense to you? I sure hope not. I sure hope not. But even if you've gotten other vaccines, they want you to get that vaccine. But if that hasn't convinced you, you're not into the quick fix. Maybe you're an outdoorsman or outdoorswoman of the boomer variety. Maybe this will appeal to you as they sell you on the body condom that will last forever.
My friends think doing this at my age is scary. And I say, not if you protect yourself. What is scary? Pneumococcal pneumonia. It's a serious disease. My doctor said the risk is greater. Now that I'm over 50!
Yeah, what is he doing? No, he was probably ziplining for the commercial's sake. So they're arguing the active boomer. We can help you. Your immune system's strong. Well, if it is, then why do you even need it? You're not gonna be vulnerable to a pneumonia manifestation. But, of course, they can't go there because then they can't sell their vaccine. And so, what are you left with? Super Don, are you convinced when you're 50, are you going to get the Prevnar 13? Are you going to go to Planet Prevnar?
Well, you know, listen, marketing's a very powerful thing. And, you know, in that first video that you started with, you know, it was ironic that they're showing, you know, broccoli, yoga, and blueberries and Prevnar 13 trying to associate one with the other, right? Now, in the second one that you just played, here you got this guy getting ready to go ziplining on a cable that's dangling over an empty canyon with hundreds of feet between you and jagged rocks at the bottom. And I'm thinking, what would I be more scared of at that moment? Ziplining or pneumonia?
Try a helmet.
No. I don't think that Prevnar 13 is what I'm thinking of.
No, but I think that they're cross-referencing that idea of you live a dangerous life, right? If you're on multiple antibiotics,
as they're talking about the vaccine, they got the guy in the video. He's putting on his, you know, elbow pads, and he's putting on his knee pads, and he's putting on his helmet, and so they're trying to associate Prevnar 13 with protection, right?
Right. Protective, well, that's why I call it the permanent, the one size fits all. Just put it on, never take it off. Body condom. It's nonsense. It's not how life works, and there's no consideration of other organs and organ systems and how they play into immunity, much less your gastrointestinal system, which a lot of the damage from vaccines happens there. So, folks, tell a baby boomer that you care about, anybody over 50, don't go to Planet Prevnar 13. Keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You'll learn how to modulate immunity, like with beta-1-3-D glucan from our friends at Better Way Health. Hydrate appropriately. Go to robertswater.com. Learn about molecular hydrogen from Echo Water. And, of course, the silver hydrosol we utilize as well. Lots of other things we'll talk about on the show. Jeffrey Jackson coming up next. Action Jackson is back.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, here's a guy I know. He's not going to Planet Prevnar 13 ever because he knows better. His name, Jeffrey Action Jackson. Jeffrey Jackson is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jeffrey, so good to hear you're out and about or oot and a boot because I got to go to Canada soon, so I have to practice my Canadian accent.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Yeah, I grew up in Michigan, pretty close to Canada, so I a lot of those accents bled over to my upbringing, so I have those in my downloaded in my DNA, too.
Good. So you know what that's all about. We're going to be up there. Ty Bollinger will be there for Total Health, as well as the Doc of Detox and Paul Barrettero and more. And, you know, one of the things I'm going to be lecturing on is lung health. I haven't done a focused lung health lecture, and a lot of people have been asking about it. And since I just covered this Prevnar 13 garbage about the pneumococcal vaccine, they're targeting baby boomers, saying, just one shot. And if not, then if you're active, then it's just like a body condom you never have to take off. It's just silly. But, man, oh, man, there are still vulnerable people out there that don't understand how the immune system works, because certainly those that promote vaccines don't.
Well, we're seeing the run-up now. This is Barbara Lo Fisher warned about this. Anybody that's been in the health freedom movement for any length of time is warned about the run-up to vaccine prevention. So there's a lot of vaccines that are coming down at us right now in the hundreds, and it's going to be for every illness. If you sneeze, take a vaccine for that. If you can't sit correctly, take a vaccine for that. It's really simple. There's no liability on these things. So if you look at the EpiPen issue, they're getting sued left and right. Another lawsuit just came out yesterday. And these are drugs that can be sued for racketeering, for damage, and the vaccines are free from all that. So it's just a business move. It's just business for the pharmaceutical company. So we're going to see some ridiculous ads coming forward, but I think making light of them and making jokes about them is really, really important.
We got to point out the absurdities while we teach the realities of immunity, the immune system, as well as its relationship to other systems within the body, because they disconnect it like, oh, man, all we need to do is stimulate an antibody. That's it. Yeah, the antibody. And at that point, you're miraculously never going to get ill. Of course, it's silly because, as we know, if you've had chickenpox as a child, you can still suffer from the manifestation of the chickenpox virus if you become weakened and immunocompromised in adulthood with shingles. And yet they say, well, we just need to give you a booster in the form of a shingles shot. And yet one of the side effects that are known for the shingles shot is shingles, right? Even the chickenpox vaccine is resulting in kids now, which never used to get shingles. This is happening. Yet they own and control still the old media, the legacy media, and they are medically oriented because that's where their money and their profit comes from. So the things, as I said, you know, my praise of you, of course, is because you're able to write through this for people and help them to see it. And you've got this coming on as far as what you're talking about with Barbara Lowe Fisher, and many of our other friends been writing about it, Mike Adams, Sayer G over at Green Med Info as such. And you got any articles coming out beyond the one we're going to talk about next segment?
Yeah, I'm working on one right now testing found pesticides in the drinking water. And this is filtered drinking water that comes through the faucet in Iowa, I believe it was. And the article, it was reported by the Washington Post, was one of the people that first reported it. And the article was so ridiculous how they tried to downplay that it wasn't a big deal. And in the next line, they're talking about how this pesticide is so great because it short circuits the nervous systems of bugs and insects. And then the next line, it says, but it's okay for humans. So
wow.
I'm going to write kind of a spin story on that one, because it was not very few people, I should say. I know EcoWatch reported on it too. So
how about the human microbiome? How is it on that? If it's designed to kill bugs, what do you think's in your gut? You know, you talk about Iowa, it's otherwise known as Planet Monsanto. And it's not surprising with all the saturation of the soils there that the groundwater and the tap water, even coming through municipal treated systems, has a residual content that's measurable of these pesticides.
Yeah, and there's no synergistic testing on those too. So let's say in some strange world that pesticide may be okay in the human body, which I doubt it is. How does that work when it's mixed with fluoride in the water and painkillers and Zoloft and whatever else mm-hmm. is going on with the person is taking? And then you have the vaccines in the mix. Show me the studies on those. How's that mix going for everybody? What I'm interested in is I'm seeing a lot of publications like the Journal of American Pediatrics. They're aligning with these messages. I don't know if you saw that headline. It was out a couple days ago. The journal ran an article. It was actually an editorial article, and it said that the word natural when talking about breastfeeding shouldn't be said anymore because it doesn't align with...
We covered that, yes. The artificial breast. Wait, is it real or is it artificial? I don't know. Go to Hollywood and tell me. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Jeffrey Jackson is back with us. You can check him out, jeffreyjackson.com. Linked up in the show notes if you're not sure how to spell it, robertscottbell.com. Check it out. 866-939-BELL if you'd like to be part of the show. And Jeffrey's going to talk next about a story out of Texas where they want to reveal the rates of exemptions to vaccines there.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Get ready. The Truth About Vaccines is launching tomorrow. If you're listening a day late, it's launching today. I don't know if we have a lot of people download the show afterwards. And if you're listening for the first time on UK Health Radio, it launched yesterday. How's that for time travel? Pretty cool, huh? Jeffrey, don't try this at home. Actually, you could probably do it. But Jeffrey Jackson is my guest this hour, and you can go to his website. He's got always such great articles helping us to cover these topics. in ways not even approached by the mainstream medically conflicted, pharmaceutically conflicted media. And there's a big story apparently out of Texas in the Dallas News about some vaccine legislation. Now, this isn't designed, at least overtly, to remove exemptions from vaccination, but what it appears to be, and Jeffrey, clear this up for me, it appears to want to reveal on the very localest of levels in each school what is the rate of exemption, and does it go down to even by classroom? I mean, this is the thing that I'm concerned about, because the parents that are in the matrix, they're like, they've already been invaded by the body snatchers. They freak out if somebody is not vaccinated. This, I think, could facilitate a lot of bullying, a lot of animosity that is needless, and it's completely misunderstood anyway how you protect these children. But what exactly is this bill they're proposing right now in Texas?
Well, it's called HB, H as in Henry, HB 2249, and it's actually in session right now. There's people for Texans for Vaccine Choice and National Vaccine Information Center in session, and I'm getting text messages from them as it goes down. It's also live. You can watch the live stream. And I nicknamed it a school shaming. Or I don't want to take credit for that, but in my articles, I nicknamed it school shaming bill. So it's, to answer your first question, it's by campus. So it's by, because some districts have many campuses, so it's by each campus. And it publishes the vaccine information on the public health website for Texas. So anybody, including the public, the media, anybody can get the information. Now, it's not individual child information, so they don't give those identifying factors. However, I was watching some of the session of the legislation as they were working through it, and people brought up some great points. They said, look, some of these schools are really small. Some of the classes, like a kindergarten class or whatever, the parents are going to find out who these people are. And one woman actually went up and did testimony and went so far as to read when information gets out in a school district of a child that was not vaccinated, the messages that they received on Facebook, sometimes it's leaked that, mm-hmm. you know, these people. So she actually read the messages that they received on Facebook, and horrible messages and death threats and everything like that. So a lot of people brought up the fact that, look, you're storing this data. You're going to put it online. Who's to say, first of all, this is a side note, but who's to say they're not going to get hacked and all this is going to be conveniently released to the public? You know the media is going to have a heyday on it, because the second there's any type of issue with health, they're going to directly just default to that vaccination list and find the campus with the least amount of vaccinated kids and blame it on them. Now, the overarching issue is this bill takes into account that vaccines are safe and effective. People that aren't vaccinated are a threat to the herd. And in
Ooh,
fact...
Ah, wait, you said the magic word. We have a theme song for that. Jeffrey, you know Superdon has got the most awesome theme songs. You mentioned the herd. Get ready for some herd immunity updates.
In some parts of this country, vaccine rates have fallen below the magic number of 90%. Magic number of 90%. Magic number of 90%.
Abracadabra, abracadabra, yo!
It's like the secret word on the old Groucho Marx show. What's the secret word? It's herd immunity. And you mentioned it. You win a prize. Well, you're right. This is where the fear mongering begins. Because these people, these frightened parents, have bought into the myth of herd immunity, and they feel like if there are one too many, whatever that magic number is, right, children that are not vaccinated, that suddenly the disease is going to ravage the whole school, and their children are vulnerable. Because why? Probably not because they can't get vaccinated, because I don't know that many of the people that testified on there who couldn't get their children vaccinated were actually for this bill. They were mostly concerned because they couldn't vaccinate their children that they would then be harassed and bullied. There would be peer pressure, ostracization and as well. But the reality is they're going to say, hey, if there's one too many, two too many, ten too, whatever we say, we're going to pull our kids out of school and send them somewhere else. Well, is that likely to happen, or are they likely to try and bully one family to leave because they're a threat, even if it's not true? Because remember, herd immunity is a myth. That only came out when an infection took over in an area and it burned itself out. naturally, that there was some level of immunity or resistance. It was never proven to be the same thing done by vaccination. And it doesn't acknowledge, and Jeffrey, you can speak more on this, the fact that a number of these live virus vaccines actually shed, so the people who are actually spreading disease to the vulnerable who can't be vaccinated are not the unvaccinated children, but those who have received certain vaccinations in a recent time period.
Yvette, exactly. One of the members brought that up in questioning, and the woman actually didn't have an answer for it. So he said, I can't remember his name, so forgive me on that, but he asked a question. He said, when I go to MD Anderson Cancer Center, which is in Texas, he said there's a sign that basically says if anybody has been vaccinated recently, they cannot come into this part of the facility because there's cancer patients with their immunocompromised. He further added, it doesn't say anything about non-vaccinated people. And he said it's because of the shedding. So, and then he took that to extrapolate that. Look, why are we going on a witch hunt for these people? Why are we trying to make them out to be something like some type of walking terror that has some type of disease? Like, this is not some type of issue that the public needs to be informed about or the general public at large.
Well, and that's it. This is a phony issue. It's an absolute, and Cheryl Atkinson talks about this being an AstroTurf issue. There really isn't a big outcry except from people that are highly ignorant or they're being paid, right? We've talked about these fake consumer groups demanding things that nobody actually wants, right? And so this is a strange scenario in Texas because Texas is a state that pretty much embraces freedom, typically likes to protect the family, except for that one incident where Rick Perry, when he was governor, said all girls should have the Gardasil shot, but he quickly backed down on that after he got the backlash from Texans. So what is really going on here? Is this a pharma-induced, pharma-inspired bill? Can anybody follow the money here?
As far as the bill's concerned, I haven't done that research, but I can say the media is backing this thing, and it's like an echo as soon as this bill came out. So that's why I wrote that article about the Dallas Morning News. Dallas Morning News came out with an article, and the title of it is an editorial, and it's titled, Texas Parents Have a Right to Know Vaccination Rates at Their School. Well, not to be outdone, Cosmopolitan, which is clearly a reliable source for health information, their outlet had an editorial with the title, People Who Don't Vaccinate Their Kids Are Selfish. Both these articles were from people from Texas. Well, clearly the Dallas Morning News was, but the Cosmopolitan was from a mom from Texas. And my God, these articles are pharma propaganda and talking points from start to finish. And it's right on time for this bill as it's being voted on right now. These articles were within 24 hours of this bill going live to vote on. And I do know that they rushed the time period of this bill up a little faster to get parents, catch them off guard like they did for SB 277 in California.
Yeah, but in Texas, of course, they know they couldn't remove religious exemption in Texas. That wouldn't fly. But one of the ways they can do it is peer pressure. And this is a kind of thing where they're inducing parents to pit parents against parents, to pit humans against humans. This is really the divisive nature of the war-making machinery of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. It's not about peace and love and healing. It's about dissension. It's about agitation and aggravation and emotionally upsetting people to the point of, guess what? They're immunocompromised and sicker because of it. And if they are even so vulnerable that they accept the lies that vaccines are preventing you from getting sick, all the better for them because they will profit off of the diseases they create via vaccines. And guess what? No liability should it hurt you or kill you or your children based on the CDC's recommended schedule.
Well, looking at the moves that I'm seeing from pharma and their mouthpieces, it seems like they're losing. And I don't say that lightly. I really do think we have momentum going. I'm seeing a lot of bills. They changed their messaging. So, you know, it went from vaccines are safe and effective to now we're seeing a big push to, well, you're actually going to hurt someone else if you don't get vaccinations. So that's a big change in their messaging. Mm-hmm. And we see that also reflected in the bills that are being floated in a lot of states right now. And there's the school shaming bills. So there are a lot of bills that are trying to just put all this stuff in the public, and then they're going to have campaigns against that. And lots of news stories saying, look what happened at this school because it wasn't vaccinated in this school. So they're going to use that to reinforce it. But the reason they're trying to divide us and conquer us right now is because we've come together. So this is the important thing everyone has to realize.
They need dissension. They need divisiveness. You're right. Quote me on this. Yeah. There's no such thing as a vaccine deficiency disease. There is no such thing as vaccine deficiency immunosuppression. I mean, it's a nonsense concept. But if you're not, well, let me just say it this way. If you're vulnerable to the power of authoritarian suggestion, there's not a lot we can do to help you. But if you begin to reassess life by listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show regularly, by reading the things that Jeffrey Jackson writes regularly, the real media, you will alter your perception of life itself for the better. You will be strengthened. You will be revitalized, and you will not operate in fear. You will not attack your neighbor based on erroneous information coming down through the pharmaceutically conflicted mainstream media, promoting an agenda of warfare and hatred on a local level based on vaccine status.
Correct. Correct everything you just said. It's up to people now. We've been in the age of information for a long time now, and it's up to people to take this information and start applying it in their life, whether that's just thinking differently about healing and how they treat their family, or understanding, you know, the bigger picture of corporate multinational propaganda and monopoly control that's been going on for a while, and that's slipping away, actually. I was gonna say that you mentioned the truth about cancer is coming up, so I would recommend everybody check out the truth about cancer. The truth about vaccines.
Yep, coming up tomorrow. Yeah. Hey, Jeffrey, yep, stick around. We're going to talk about why can't we just all get along? Right, that's a big question. Maybe we can learn something from the animal kingdom about that. Dogs and cats sleeping together? You betcha. And it might be a good thing. We'll talk about it after this break, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Jeffrey Jackson sticking around to lighten things up as we wrap up hour one here. We've got a whole lot more vaccine discussion to go out of India and New Zealand. We got listeners all over the world. We got intestinal bacterial connection to diabetes type 2. I'm gonna nail them on this. They're so onto it, but not at the same time. It's fascinating, these studies where they're like right only because they stumbled onto something and they can't explain it. They think they can, but they haven't. We'll get to that too. Cannabis updates as well. Dogs and cats sleeping together. Hey, did you know that, I don't know where this is, Super Don, where they found this out, but it's a dog and a cat and a rat. They were in a family. Evidently they couldn't take care of them. All three of them in this one family. And so they went to, is it like a cat and dog and rat orphanage? What do you call
those
places?
It's the Humane Society, actually, okay, so, in an area in Wisconsin.
Right. So you got these three animals. You don't typically, I see dogs and cats sometimes. They grow up together. They're fine. But a rat? Come on. Cat's going to eat the rat. So they encouraged one family to adopt all three of them. And these pictures are defying what we would think is the law of the jungle. Right, Jeffrey Jackson, you think the cat would eat the rat, but it's not happening.
Oh, I guess everyone get along.
Yeah, and they're not worried about their vaccination status. Unfortunately, they've probably been vaccinated because they went to the Humane Society, but that's another story altogether. But the idea here is that if you grow in love, and I think that's, that, I like that we talk vitamin L here, that it can overcome even certain instincts, like a cat would eat a rat, a dog might eat a cat. But they grow up together and they have a love and a trust amongst themselves that it defies what you think is possible. I know some people know this already, but I think it's a nice story at a time when, the vaccine industrial complex is trying to divide us and make us attack one another.
There's also a story on the Daily Mail I saw where a penguin swam 5,000 miles to every year. It goes back to a Brazilian man that knows it. So I think there's some type of other communication going on there.
Cool.
Epigenetics.
Yeah. And it's and no truth to the rumor that the penguin would show up at the just in time for a carnival to watch all the women that are wearing almost nothing. That's not the case in this case. They really cared about the guy that saved them. And you shared some memes today, Jeffrey, I saw, about this debacle that United Airlines is going through because they escorted a guy off the plane against his will. He had a ticket, and it was an, I didn't volunteer to be bumped, and they dragged him off. And instead of apologizing right away and getting to the bottom of it, they said, we did right. Now, everybody's going, oh, yeah, really? That's your new slogan? And so I saw some memes, and one of the ones we saw was a new ad for Southwest Airlines where it says, "We beat the competition, not you." Ooh, ow. That's a dig on United. Did you see a couple others?
Well, yeah, and actually he wasn't pulled off. They basically just changed his seats. But there's a app that United Airlines had a version, and it updated yesterday, and it actually says on the app, "Supports new drag and drop feature."
Drag and drop. That's, yeah, go on to United, they'll drag and drop you. Super Don, did you see any memes coming out about the United debacle?
They're all over the place. And I guess people just on Twitter especially have just been just ripping United Airlines apart. And the one that I saw that I thought was great was there's that scene from the movie Airplane where the lady's sitting in the seat and Leslie Nielsen is sitting there and he's like giving her the shake and he's slapping her in the face, and then a nun comes up behind him. He's like taps him on the shoulder. He's like, okay. And then the nun starts doing the same thing. And then they show the rest of the line. There's like a guy with a monkey wrench and a lady with a gun.
Yeah, I remember that
scene. And the guy with a bat, you know.
Right.
And they said that's the United Airlines training video.
Yeah, and are they changing? You know how these United Airlines is UAL as they're traded publicly? No truth to the rumor that they're changing UAL to MMA. No truth to that.
I just want to, WWE or something,
yeah,
right? Something,
yeah. So,
I think they're going to be mad that they're traded publicly because I think their stock's down like $800 million after that social media blitz.
Yeah, now some will say, oh, it's a good time to buy. I don't know. I'm not a stock guy, but whatever. The point of the matter is involuntary bumping. I know it's part of the equation, but man, if they don't compensate you according to what people, because they'll get to a price if they go up high enough that somebody that doesn't want to leave will leave. Why didn't they just play it up to that right price? That would have been easy, and maybe they would have spent $1,000 or $2,000 even on it. They wouldn't have lost $800 million in value. Let that be a lesson to you, United Airlines. All right, folks, Jeffrey Jackson back on the job, man. We're so much better having you around, Jeffrey. Thank you, my friend.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, a whole other hour of broadcast healing coming up because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.